to fear and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. Hallelujah. Be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shine shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first be.
Father, we are really grateful for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, dear God, for the fact that your grace is sufficient. It is by your grace that we are saved, brought out of darkness into the marvelous light of your amazing grace. And Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand here by those who have gathered here today. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. You are our way, and there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved except your precious name, in whose name I pray right now. Amen. And amen. I've not been able to get that out of my mind. Amazing grace. The sufficiency of God's amazing grace, the availability of God's amazing grace. What a marvelous sound to ring in our hearts and in our minds to recognize the fact that it is by the grace of God that I am who and what I am, by the grace of God. Think about the sufficiency of God's grace. There are things people try out for their lives that just don't quite cut it. But I want to remind every one of us, God's grace is not something that put together might work. But God's grace is sufficient, and God's grace is amazing. Sometimes I feel shocking about God's amazing grace. How much he loves us. What he went through to make salvation available to us. Grace. And it is indeed amazing. When I look back over my life and when I know what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in my life, I am what I am, and I'm not what I could have been. Had it not been for the grace of God. Through many dangers. I ain't been in the army. It was just training, but I was in the army anyway. Things that I've tried didn't work. Many dangers. I thought I was okay in danger all around me. Now, I'm not talking about a few dangers, a whole lot of dangers. Traveling from place to place in this state and in this country. Thousands and thousands of miles and dangers that were so close sometimes I just barely did cut it. But it was the grace of God. Thank you so much for singing that song. If I could sing it all, I'd sing that one. But I thank God for his grace. I want to talk to you today about the gospel of another chance. The gospel of another chance. Thank you for reading the scripture. But let me just read a little of the scripture in John chapter 20. I'm just going to jump into some of it, okay. And beginning with verse 11, it says, so Simon Peter went out and dragged the net ashore. By his count, there were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. Now come and have some breakfast, Jesus said. And none of us dared ask him if he really was the Lord, for we were quite sure that he was. Then Jesus went around serving us the bread and the fish. Peter talking. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to us since his return from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others? Yes, Peter replied, you know I'm your friend. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said. You know I'm your friend. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. Once more he asked him, Simon, son of John, are you even my friend? Peter was grieved at the way Jesus asked the question this third time. Lord, you know my heart. You know I am, he said. Jesus said, then feed my little sheep. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked to go and wherever you wanted to. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands, and others will direct you and take you from where you don't want to go. Jesus said this to let him know that kind of death that he would die to glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw the disciple Jesus loved following, the one who had leaned around the supper. That time he asked Jesus, "Master, which of us will betray thee?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord? What sort of death will he die?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to live until I return, what is that to you? You follow me." So the rumor spread around the brotherhood that the disciple wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, "If I want him to live until I come, what is that to you? I am that disciple. I saw these things and have recorded them here." And we all know that my account of these things are accurate. And I suppose that if all of other events in Jesus' life were written, the whole world could hardly contain the books. I want to talk today about the gospel of a second chance. Or better than that, the gospel of another chance. I've given this title to this message based on the fact that many people follow Jesus for a while and soon, for some reason, drop out or lose the joy and reduce their involvement in the church. Anybody been there? When I read the Bible, I find Jesus looking for followers. He's looking for followers. Take up your cross and follow me. When I read the Bible, I find Jesus looking for followers. He walked by the Sea of Galilee where Peter and Andrew were washing their nets and said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Lord have mercy. A rich ruler came to Jesus asking what he must do to inherit eternal life. After some discussion, Jesus said, "If you will be perfect, go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor and follow me." This man had a lot of money, and he wasn't about to give up all that money to get to follow him. A rich ruler came to Jesus asking what must he do in her eternal life. And after some discussion, "If you will be perfect, go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor and follow me." His money meant more to him than the master. The money thought more of his money than he did about the master. But money won't get you there. The master loves people so much that he has already given his life that anybody that will accept him will be the recipient of God's amazing grace. Well, this is why the song "Amazing Grace" is so frequently sung. And I am so grateful to hear it done today. He is still calling all of us to make him Lord and Master. He is still here, encouraging, inviting for people to come and follow him and let him become the master of your life. It means that we begin to walk with him, Lord and Master, except serving the Lord. And I'm trying to say that the serving of the Lord will pay off after a while. He calls us to follow him regardless of our past. Regardless of our past. Don't care how much we messed up in the past. Don't how bad we have been. The door is still open. The opportunity is still out there. He is still calling us to come out of darkness into the marvelous light of his amazing grace. Like I said, he calls us to follow him regardless of our past. You don't know my past. I don't know your past. But I sure am glad it's not what it used to be. I've always been pretty good in the eyes of people. But in the eyes of the Lord, I wasn't looking too good. And rather than tell you all about my mess up, let me tell you about Peter. Peter said to Jesus, "Thou art the Christ." But Peter denied Christ when he was challenged. Peter was he had some pretty tough stuff in his life. He cut a man's ear off. He was swinging that sword toward his head, but the man ducked. And it took off an ear. Peter had a past. But later he followed Christ and got it cleaned up. That's an opportunity for everybody. God so loved the world, everybody. I don't care what your past has been like. He can clean it up for you. I know what I'm talking about. He calls us to follow him regardless of our past. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. It's the good news is how good it's going to be now after you come to know him and surrender your life to his lordship. He calls us to follow him regardless of our cost. What is the cost? We sing. Why are we saying it pays to serve Jesus? It pays every day. But I tell you, we ought to realize it costs every day also. It pays to serve him, and it pays every day, but it costs every day. We have to take up our cross and follow him. And that's why some people don't want to move forward into the family of God, because they still don't want to pay the cost. And there are those who come into the family of God, celebrate, praise God for a little while, and then when challenges come to their lives, you find them sometimes going astray. But he loves us enough, he still wants us back, even when we have strayed away. God is a God of grace, God is a God of mercy, and I thank God for the fact that he loved us so much that he gave his life. But he doesn't just stop after he gives us his life. He serves us. He blesses us. He does all these things in our lives. He calls to follow us, regardless to the cost. Well, he calls us to follow him regardless of what others do. You don't have to do what you're doing because somebody else are doing it. It's a personal choice. It's a personal decision. You have to make up your own mind. I am so glad that I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lie down, thou weary one, lie down your head upon my breast." You know what I did? I came to Jesus. You know what I mean? How old I was? I was 9. But I came to Jesus as I was 9 and didn't know nothing. Knew very little. But I knew it was time for something to happen in my life. The Spirit of the living God moved in my life at 9 years old. And I tell you what, I went around behind the church after revival. I held up the revival. Can y'all imagine that? I mean, the Spirit of God was moving so much in my life that they took me around to the back of the church and prayed again for me when other folk were going home. So I came to Jesus as I was, as a 9-year-old child. But you know what I did? I'm like Peter. I messed up. I said, he's a God of another chance, right? I mean, I messed up. I'm not going to tell you how I messed up. None of your business how I did that. But I messed up. You know what I'm really trying to say? I know y'all been looking at me, and I'm so nice and kind and loving and all like you don't think I ever had in the past, but yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I'm talking about after being all cleaned up and nice and testifying and everything wonderful in my life, I went in the wrong direction and messed up. Y'all won't believe it, but I got high. Can you imagine me doing that? But I got high. I remember I was trying to go with somebody, I was at a party somewhere there, and I was drinking, and I tried to get to the house. The house was over here, and I'm leaning, I'm falling this way. And I ain't telling y'all nothing else. But I want to tell you something. But he's a God of another chance. I came back to the church, surrendered myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I had no idea I was going to be preaching. I was just glad I was just in the church. And y'all don't know about all this kind of stuff. I even sing in the choir. I never tried a solo, but I tell you what, I got with those who could do the solos. I gave my life back to the Lord, I tell you. I give God praise. He's provided opportunities and blessings. And what a joy it is to be a servant of God. What a joy is in my life to have a wonderful family. I thank my God every day of my life because I am who I am. And I am whose I am. He paid the price. And I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. Lord have mercy. Each individual must decide for himself or herself. I can't make up the mind for someone else. Nobody made up my mind. But I thank God for the grace of God. And I'm telling you, I wasn't joking when I said God's grace is amazing. And sometimes, you know, you can call it shocking grace. I'm trying to say it is wonderful grace. It is a mighty grace. And I thank my God every day of my life for how good he has been in my life. He has blessed me to be a part of a wonderful church family. I'm talking about this family. I thank God that I've had the opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've been able to share the word of God, teach from the word of God, and God opened doors and provided opportunities and made ways out of my way. And I tell you what, you know what else he does? And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I was young and didn't have nothing, but ever since I've been following Jesus, I got something. I tell you, I got Jesus and got enough, and he can take care of me because he's got enough. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell, all the silver is mine, all the gold is mine. And don't you know he can take care of me? I'm telling you, I thank God. I'm not rich, but I sure ain't broke. You understand? Excuse the grandma. I said I certainly am not. That sounds better. You know what I'm really trying to say? Well, I just thank God with everything that is within me. Somebody ought to get happy up in here today, I tell you. Because God is in the blessing business. You know what I mean? And he's still blessing St. Paul at Shavuot Heights. And he's not finished with us not. Because you see some empty pews. Some folk on vacation like I'm going to do for a few days. You know what I'm really trying to say? Because he's with me wherever I am. I like to put this, and I just love this. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I'm his own. I know that I'm his. And I tell you, some glad morning when this life is over, I'm going to fly away, and I'm going where the wicked ceases from troubling. I'm just feeling pretty good today. Yes, I am. Old as I am, I'm still pretty good. I am pretty good. I said I feel pretty good, but I am pretty good. Thank God for his amazing grace. Isn't he worthy of all of our praise? Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. And thank God for this opportunity to share today. Thank you for all that have been going on. You know, we had vacation Bible school. We had everything been going on, including funerals. But our God is an awesome God. If you're here today, why don't you be like Peter? Peter did everything. But Jesus invited him to come back. If there's anybody here that needs to get right with the church, if anybody has gone in the wrong direction and want to get your life back on track again, please don't wait. Don't put it off. Will you please stand? If you have not been in a full relationship with Christ, would you come back today? Don't wait till tomorrow. Jesus does not want you to wait till tomorrow. He wants you to come now while you can. Won't you do that? The invitation is extended. Don't be ashamed. These counselors are here. Don't be afraid. Don't hesitate. If you've been slacking in your work toward God, would you come? If you need a church home, you don't have a church home, come home.